有一条曲线。
There is a curve.
他害死过一个天才，逼疯过三个数学家，却每天挂在你家门口。
He killed a genius, drove three mathematicians insane, and yet he hangs out at your doorstep every day.
你视而不见。
You don't see.
更荒唐的是。
Even more absurdly.
人类造出了原子弹。
Humans have created the atomic bomb.
登上了月球。
Reached the moon.
却有整整两千年。
However, for a full 2,000 years,
没有一个人算得出他的公式。
No one can calculate his formula.
就
two,
连牛顿看到他也沉默了。
Even Newton was silent when he saw it.
什么都没说。
Nothing was said.
因为他算出来的答案是错的。
Because his answer was wrong.
他知道。
He knows.
但他没有公开承认。
But he didn't publicly admit it.
而那个最终解开他的人，当晚就疯了。
And the one who finally solved it went crazy at night.
留下一句话。
Leave a sentence.
这条线不是人画的。
This line was not drawn by a person.
是上帝亲手压下去的。
It was pressed down by God.
在我告诉你。
Tell me.
这条线到底是什么之前
Before knowing what this line is,
先问你一个问题
First, I ask you a question.
一艘十万吨的巨型货轮停在茫茫大海上
A 10,000 ton cargo ship is anchored in the vast sea.
靠什么不飘走
What do you use to walk on water?
很多人的第一反应是船锚
Many people's first reaction is the anchor.
靠重量压住的，错了。
A weight is wrong.
这是人类对船锚最大的误解。
This is the biggest misunderstanding humans have about anchors.
23,000公斤的钢铁巨物扔进大西洋里。
2,300 kilograms of steel giant thrown into the Atlantic Ocean.
在几千米深的海水面前。
In the face of thousands of meters of seawater,
连一片树叶都算不上，风浪。
Not even a single leaf can be considered a storm.
随便一推。
Push it around.
这点重量根本无济于事。
This weight is completely useless.
那船到底靠什么稳住？答案就藏在一条。
The answer to how the ship stays afloat is hidden in a single line.
你从没注意过的弯曲铁链里，在一艘大型货轮上，锚链的长度。
You may not have noticed the length of the anchor chain on a large cargo ship, which is hidden in a curved iron chain.
度动辄几百米，每一个链环重量约为160公斤。
Each steel chain link weighs about 160 kilograms.
比一架三角钢琴还重，整条锚链加上船锚的总重量。最高可以超过243,000公斤。
The total weight of the anchor chain and the anchor, which is heavier than a grand piano, can reach more than 24,300 kilograms.
相当于一头成年蓝鲸的体重。
Equivalent to the weight of a fully grown blue whale.
但更关键的不是它有多重。
But what's more important is not how heavy it is.
而是它沉下去之后
Instead, it sank after.
那个弯曲的弧度船长抛锚时不会把锚链绷直
When the captain throws the anchor, the curved arc will not be straight.
而是故意多放出大量链条
Instead, they deliberately release a large number of chains.
让它在海床上形成一段平铺的弧形
Let it form a flat arc on the seabed.
就是这个弧形改变了一切。
This curve changed everything.
这个弧形有两个天才级别的作用。
An arc has two amazing effects.
第一是摩擦力。
First, there is friction.
大量链条平铺在海底。
A large number of chains are laid on the seabed.
产生了极其惊人的阻力。
It produced extremely surprising resistance.
任何力量想移动它都难如登天。
It's so strong that even moving it is difficult.
第二个作用更绝。
The second effect is even more amazing.
它是一个完美的减震器。
It is a perfect shock absorber.
当巨浪推动船身时
When the waves push against the hull,
这股力量不会直接传到锚上。
This force will not directly transmit to the anchor.
而是要先把那段平铺在海底的沉重链条从地上慢慢抬起来。
Instead, you need to slowly lift the heavy chain that is lying on the seabed from the ground.
整个弧度被一点点拉直。
The entire curve is straightened out little by little.
像一根巨型橡皮筋。
Like a giant rubber band.
把冲击力一点一点吸收掉，等力量
absorbing the impact little by little.
最终传到锚的时候，已经所剩无几。
The ship had almost reached its destination when it was time to dock.
没有这个设计。
There is no such design.
一个大浪打来，锚
A big wave hits the anchor.
瞬间被扯出，船就此失控。
Instantly pulled out of the boat and lost control.
有了它
With it,
哪怕十二级台风
even a 12-level typhoon,
船上的人感觉也只是轻轻晃了几下。
The people on the ship only felt the slight rocking.
这个弧形有一个名字，叫做悬链线。
This arc is called a suspension line.
任何一条自然悬挂的绳子
Any natural hanging rope,
链条
chain,
电线弯下去的弧度都是它。
The curve of the wire is always his.
你的晾衣绳是他，高压输电线。
Your clothesline is his high voltage power line.
是他，金门大桥的主缆。
It is the main cable of the Golden Gate Bridge.
是他，就连蜘蛛在两棵树之间拉的第一根丝。
It was even when he pulled the first strand of silk that a spider spun between two trees.
也是他，他无处不在。
He is everywhere.
但人类花了两千年才真正搞清楚他是什么。
However, it took humans 2,000 years to truly understand what it was.
这两千年里发生过一场人类知识史上最漫长的乌龙。伽利略盯着这条曲线看了很久。
Over the past 2,000 years, there has been the longest and most mysterious event in human history. Galileo stared at the curve for a long time.
然后得出结论。
And the conclusion is drawn.
这是一条抛物线。
This is a parabola.
这个答案被写进教科书，被引用了。
This answer was written in a textbook and cited.
将近一百年。
Almost 100 years.
没有人质疑。
No one questioned.
因为伽利略说的，谁敢反驳？
Because Galileo said, who dares to refute me?
但这个答案是错的。
But this answer is wrong.
抛物线和悬链线看起来极其相似。
Parabolas and pendulums look very similar.
放在一起
Put together,
几乎分辨不出区别。
Almost indistinguishable.
但他们的数学本质完全不同。
But their mathematics are fundamentally different.
就像双胞胎，外表相同 ，DNA 天差地别。
Just like identical twins who have the same appearance but different DNA.
真正揭开悬链线。
Unravel the mystery of the hanging line.
面。
The face.
是1691年的一场公开竞赛。
The goal was to hold a public competition in 1691.
数学家雅各布·伯努利向全欧洲发出挑战，悬赏征解。牛顿看到这道题，沉默了许久。
Mathematician Jacob Bernoulli issued a prize for solving the problem of the wilds, and Newton saw this problem and was silent for a long time.
给出了一个答案
provided an answer.
随后再没提过
Then it was never mentioned again.
因为他自己也知道站不住脚
Because he also knew that he was wrong.
最终同时解出的只有三个人
Only three people were finally released at the same time.
莱布尼茨、惠更斯
Leibniz, Huygens,
还有雅各布的亲弟弟约翰·伯努利，哥哥出题。
Also, Jacob's brother John Bernoulli also posed questions.
弟弟当众击败了他。这场竞赛的结局比答案本身更戏剧。悬链线的真实方程。
My younger brother defeated him in the competition. The ending was more dramatic and the answer itself, the real equation of the suspense line.
是一个叫做双曲余弦的函数。
A function called double cosine.
一个在伽利略时代。
In the era of Galileo.
根本不存在的数学工具。
There are no mathematical tools.
伽利略不是算错了。
Galileo didn't make a mistake.
而是他生活的那个时代。
Instead, it was the era in which he lived.
根本还没有能算出他的数学。这件事的残酷之处在于悬链线。
The cruel part of this is that there is no way to know if he is right or wrong.
从来不需要人类去发明它。
It never needed to be invented by humans.
它早就存在了，重力。
He already existed in gravity.
第一次出现在宇宙里。
First time in the universe.
悬链线就已经被写好了。
The suspense line has already been written.
任何有质量的柔性物体。
Any high quality flexible object.
在重力下自由悬挂。
Suspended freely under gravity.
就会自动呈现这个形状，分毫不差。
It will automatically display this shape without any difference.
大自然不需要方程。
Nature doesn't need equations.
不需要计算。
No calculation required.
它只是按照物理规律运行。
He is just following the laws of physics.
然后这条线就出现了。
Then this line appeared.
反倒是人类用了2000年才勉强追上了它。
However, humans only managed to catch up to him after 2,000 years.
2021年
2021
一艘长达400米的集装箱货轮长次号横卡在苏伊士运河里整整6天动弹。
A container ship, the Ever Given, which is over 400 meters long, has been stuck in the Suez Canal for 6 days.
不得，全球供应链瘫痪，损失每小时接近4亿美元。
Do not disrupt global supply chains. Losses approaching $400 million per hour.
几百艘船堵在外面。
Hundreds of ships are blocking the outside.
束手无策。
Our loss.
而这艘船搁浅的原因之一，就是强侧风产生了巨大横向推力。
One of the reasons the ship.Ran aground was the strong crosswind, which generated a large lateral thrust.
锚链的悬链线
Anchor chain.
弧度不足以吸收这个方向的冲击
The curvature is not enough to absorb the impact in this direction.
最终失控，一条曲线的弧度
The final loss of control, the curvature of the curve.
不够，堵死了
It's not enough.
全球贸易6天，损失超过100亿美元。
Global trade losses exceed $100 billion.
悬链线的应用远不止于船锚。
The applications of the chain are far beyond that of anchors.
全世界最大的悬索桥，主缆。
The world's largest suspension bridge main cable.
在自重下自然下垂的形状就是悬链线。
The shape that naturally droops under its own weight is called a pendant line.
工程师不需要强迫它。
Engineers don't need to force it.
它自己就会变成这样。
You will become like this.
因为这是受力最均匀。
Because this is the most uniform load distribution.
结构最稳定的曲线。
The most stable curve.
高压输电线要留出足够弧度。
High voltage transmission lines must have sufficient arc length.
不能拉得太直。
Can't be too straight.
也是同样的道理。
The same goes for this.
而建筑师高迪设计圣家族大教堂时
Berdian Chu Shi Gao Dai Shi Jai Sheng Jir Zudar Gyro Tanchi
把悬链线倒过来
Turn the cable over
用作拱形结构
As an arch structure
他把绳子挂起来
He hung up the rope
看他自然下垂的形状
Looking at its natural drooping shape
再把照片翻转过来
Turn the photo back again.
那就是最完美的拱，受力。
That's the most perfect arch support.
沿曲线均匀分布。
Distributed evenly along the curve.
比任何人工计算的曲线都合理，一根绳子。
A rope that is more reasonable than any artificial curve.
解决了人类建筑史上最复杂的受力问题。
Solve the most complex structural challenges in human history. Question.
这就是悬链线，一条挂在你家门口2000年。
This is a suspense line, a 2000-year-old mystery hanging at your doorstep.
却让最聪明的人折腾了2000年的曲线。
However, it has been a challenge for the most intelligent people to solve this problem for 2,000 years.
他不需要被发明。
He doesn't need to be invented.
他只需要被发现。
He just needs to be discovered.
而当人类终于发现它时
When humans finally discovered it,
才意识到大自然早把所有答案都挂在那里了。
Realized,That nature has already put all the answers there.
只是我们一直以为那不过是一根普通的绳子。
It's just that we always thought it was just an ordinary rope.